Bank of Cardiff. This is Gabe.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to see that you guys sent me this thing for a credit line, like, every single week for, like, the past million. So I thought I'd call you and see if I can qualify.
Alrighty. Do you have a 16-digit reservation code?
231104010143606.
Alrighty, let me bring up your file here. Alrighty, am I speaking with Lewis?
Yeah.
Lewis Knickerbocker with Scandia Food Products?
Yes.
Okay, great. Let me just confirm some information here. What's the best number to reach you on if we get disconnected here, Lewis?
Say that again?
What's a good number to reach you if we get disconnected?
This one.
Alrighty, give me a second here. So 323, gotcha.
Yeah, you guys call me like every day, but I never answer the phone.
Yeah, no problem. Is this your?
Maybe after I don't qualify, you guys will stop bugging me.
Hey, maybe you will qualify and we'll stop bugging you. Alright, let me just confirm some information real briefly here, Lewis, and we'll go ahead and answer any questions you have. I have billing address down as 4224 District Boulevard, Vernon, California, 90058.
Yes.
Okay. And as far as the business classification goes, are you guys incorporated, LLC, sole prop? Can you hear me there?
A little bit. Yeah, you probably have like a computer phone or something. It's kind of hard to hear you.
Okay. Yeah, is the business an LLC? Are you guys incorporated?
No, it's a sole prop.
Sole prop. Okay, perfect. And how long have you been in business there, Lewis?
Since 1964.
1964. Okay. Yeah, if you can tell me what your needs are there, I can point you in the right direction. It sounds like you're looking for some capital or a line of credit. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you the 100% owner there of the business?
Say that again?
You're the 100% owner, right, with the sole prop, I'm assuming? Okay. Gotcha. Okay. And what? How much capital did you have in mind there for the business?
I don't care. 100 to 200 is fine.
100 to 200. Okay. And what would you be using the proceeds for?
Equipment and working capital.
Okay, what kind of equipment are you looking at bringing on?
Trucks, trailers.
Okay, and what is the business, what do you guys do exactly there? You guys deliver refrigerated items, or?
Yes.
Okay. And what did you guys do last year in gross annual sales?
Gross?
Yeah, what'd you gross in 2015?
About 600,000.
Okay. And as far as these trucks and trailers go, how many are you looking to bring on?
Probably one trailer, one truck.
What's the price tag on that trailer?
You want to just run my credits and let me know, or do you have to ask me all these questions first?
I mean, it would be good to get an idea. How would you define your personal credit?
Bad.
Bad. Okay.
Yeah, I had a bankruptcy in 2008, and it got finalized, so it's going to go off my credit in a year.
Okay, but it's been discharged, it sounds like, right?
Yeah.
Do you have any idea, like, a ballpark FICO score for you there?
Yeah, I don't know what my score is, but it's probably not high. Do you guys use Experian or?
Yeah, we do use Experian. Yeah, so it sounds like, you know, you'd probably be more qualified for our capital program there, as opposed to, you know, our equipment vehicle financing there, which is more, you know, more based on personal credit. But we can we'll definitely evaluate your file after looking at some documents there. So we typically lend 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. So I think we could probably free up anywhere from like $60,000 to maybe $100,000 for the business based on the information you're giving me. You know, it sounds like you want to get something worked up or see what we can do for you. The only items we'd really need to proceed there are a one-page application, 6 months business bank statements, and then the first page from your tax return, the Schedule C there. And then we usually get you an answer in a day or two on your file.
Okay, and then I fax it to you guys?
Yeah, you can fax it on over. Is there a good email address for me to send the information over to you at?
No. You guys bug me enough. I don't want to get emails from you every day.
Okay, do you want me to fax you over the application? It's a little different than the one you received in the mail there.
I have the application.
Okay, did you want to make a note there of the other couple items we need from you?
No, I got it.
Yeah, so it's just
You need other stuff? You need a copy of the front page of the taxes, and Schedule C, you need the last 6 months bank statements?
Yes, sir, yeah. Last 6 months bank statements, Schedule C from tax return, and you can just fill out that one-page application. And you have the fax number there, right? The 2340177 should be on the page there. Yeah, you can just fax that on over when you get a chance. If you could put attention Gabe, GABE. Did you get that?
Yeah, GABE.
Yeah, great. Yeah, you can just fax that over and. If you could, do you want to jot down my number there so you can give me a call maybe 10 minutes after you send it over so I can just, you know, verify that we did receive it here on our end?
Okay.
Do you have a PIN ready there?
I'm ready, good.
It's 858-779-0391. Yep, you got it. And that's my direct line here. My other question would be, do you have any current loans with the business right now?
No.
No current loans. Okay. Good. Okay, great. Yeah, so it's pretty straightforward. If you can get that documentation over to me, we'll get you an answer 1 to 2 business days after receiving it. So.
Okay,
all right.
Sounds good.
All right. Yeah, and just make sure you give me a call maybe 10 minutes after you receive it just so we can make sure we got it. All righty.
Okay, no problem.
All right, we'll talk soon.
All right, bye. Have a good day.
You too, bye.